PowerPoint presentation.
Just read the PowerPoint presentation. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, we are asked to make a new remote control for television, and the characteristics of this new remote control should be original and trendy, and of course user friendly, so people can use it without any problem.
Well, I think we should set the points to drive the project. And
did you send us an email about this?
Not yet. But
yeah, we received an email about this, the designs.
Do you want me to send you a mail?
It's okay.
Or you can put it in the shared folder.
Yeah, you see the email? It's already inside the mail. The very...
No, I didn't get it.
No, the first one. It's inside.
This one?
No. The third one. Oh, you didn't get anything?
No. I'm a marketing.
It's strange. I got an email about the discussion. Yeah.
You get email from...
Yeah, I don't know from who.
Yeah, from the account manager.
From the account manager. You received the same email, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's for you guys to how to design it and all the aspects. So you need that information.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so each of us has a role to do.
Yeah, I think I'm sure assign your roles.
We already have our roles.
For each person, yeah.
Okay, okay.
So there are three
kinds of designs.
Yeah,
that's
we have
all.
Functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design.
All right.
So who will be the responsible of the functional design? Any volunteer?
I think our responsibilities will be assigned when we in our mail we receive from the account manager.
Yeah. I'm doing the interface.
I'm doing the interface.
Are you using the doing?
I'm well, maybe we have. Okay, so I do the industrial design. It was a little confusion about my. But it's all right.
Okay.
You are for industrial design.
Yeah.
Okay. And you, Norman.
Working on the
user
interface.
And
I'm into marketing.
You're doing the marketing?
Nothing much in the project.
Nothing related here to
marketing in this design. Design is basically for industrial design and the user interface.
You see the second mill? Yeah, it's inside. Go down. Appendix.
Yeah, this is
see,
all.
This is a role for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. First
even for the marketing.
This is the third, first, user defined.
But look at your role, your marketing role.
There's a trend watching.
I don't
yeah,
know.
That's your role.
Well, I think we can have a little discussion about what has to be done and what are your ideas
about the
about
design.
The
maybe we discuss this later, no?
Well, we want to have a new remote control for TV distribution, I guess. So we have to plan how it would
yeah.
be
mm-hmm.
developed and how we can make it work.
Yes.
I mean, working remotes we already have. It should be something different from the other remotes. Remote controls.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
We have to keep in mind the his characteristics. And of course it should not be very costly.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah. Well, I think that Norman and I would think about the technical points, and we should discuss it in the next meeting. Or
need to collect information.
Yeah.
about what?
About the design, perhaps. What is most important in a remote control? What is the most important functional aspect?
You mean the external aspect, or?
Well, you have to make it work.
That's all.
That's the big
yeah.
thing.
It should be easy to work with.
Yeah.
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 We can think about an interface with well.
Maybe you can have a speech recognition interface. You just tell the television I want which channel. Or you can say, for example, I want the list all the program tonight. You know, instead of remote control. It's doing some searching for you, so you don't have to look for the channel you want. Just say, maybe I just want to press, I want to have a button for all the movies tonight. Or a button for all the magazines, all the information, documentary tonight. And then you'll list a few and I'll choose from the list. So instead of pressing the channel number, I'm choosing the programs directly.
Yeah.
That's one way of making it useful.
I think if you include a lot of technology on the remote
no,
control, it
because
can be very
no, it's not very a lot. This information exists. For example, you can get
like you say we can use speech.
You can use well, for example, anything. The idea of using speech is to reduce the button, but and it's more natural.
I think if you want
yeah.
to choose from a list of program
okay.
or
yeah.
something like that,
yeah.
you may have to use
I mean, the main function of remote control is to have something in the hand, and
the
we
hand.
Should be very careful about the size of the remote control.
Yeah.
If you are going to add a speech interface,
yeah.
I'm not sure with the trendy slim size of the remote control,
yes,
it should be
possible.
Able to put a speech recognition. If you want to put a speech recognition system interface for that, I think the TV itself could have it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I could talk to the TV, television itself. I need not have
if
an.
You are far from the TV.
Yeah.
I mean, we have some arrays or something,
yeah.
different technology.
Yeah,
but
the main idea I want to say is that there should be a function. Instead of choosing the TV channel, there's an option. You can choose either TV channels or the content
yeah.
of the contents of the program.
Yeah.
So
it's
more
it's
powerful.
It's a good idea, but
yeah.
I think that technically it would be a little bit
no.
More tricky to achieve this than
no, because you see now all the TV programs are available on the webs. They are available in the XML format or whatever format. We don't care. We just say that there's some content. We just want to retrieve the content and then sort them by the types of programs. Some of the websites, they already provide this service, so you can just use the service available, download it to this remote control, and then there are only six buttons for six categories or seven. The most, there are only seven buttons, so you just choose the category one and you reuse the same button, for example, to choose among the sorted list the program you want. So you don't have to choose among 100 channels. If you have 100 channels, you just have 6 buttons, 7 buttons.
Yeah, we should also optimize the number of
I think that just by using navigation buttons and the user interface on the screen, we are able to navigate through the
so you learn
channel program or content or in an easy way.
So you don't have to display here, just display on the TV screen, right? Good idea.
Display on the TV screen and just with a remote control, we just navigate through the.
I think that'll be revolutionary because all the TV, the remote control we have are all numbers, lots of buttons, and then you don't know what to choose in the end.
So.
All right.
I think for the technical points, we have to check how to gather the data from program or contents and all this stuff.
So we have 5 minutes to.
We have some time to use the whiteboard.
You can
5 minutes.
And so another interesting idea for this would be to have a light adaptation system depending upon the picture. So I mean, if you're watching a movie and suddenly there's a dark. Some dark scene, the lights adapt themselves. The lighting in the room changes.
But we are designing just remote control.
I mean, you have an option in the remote control. If you want to have that option, you press that button in the remote.
So do you want to have a conceptual remote control there, or you just want to put the function in?
If you want, you can
use the
go and draw something, right?
Oh, I'm afraid you forgot to put your lapel.
Where is it?
The lapel.
Or before before the design, let's resume it.
Where is it?
Yeah, that one. Just plug
Norman.
It. Yeah, this one.
Before writing, you can see it and let's resume what we said. Then after that, you can.
Okay.
You
all
can
right.
Use the
So the most functional, the most important function is to buttons to choose the content, right? We agree on that, right?
Okay.
First one is to buttons. Yeah, or it could be anything.
Yeah.
We put buttons. To choose. Content. Or channels, so we have both. The user can choose which one they want.
Yeah,
right?
By content or by channel.
By content or by channel. Choose by contents or by channels. So, and then what did we say just now? Other than this.
And we have to find a way how to gather information about the contents.
Okay. So technically, how? The problems that how to do it is to how to get the content.
Yeah.
Challenge.
I think it's not very difficult to browse by channel, but it's a little bit tricky to browse by content. So.
Okay. Content. Okay. So this we have to work it out. So this is one of the problem. And.
I think that's
the main thing
to do and.
All right.
Reflect about it and
all right, okay.
Discuss
so we'll
it in the next meeting.
We'll discuss it. We'll get some information in the next meeting. So for now, we get this is the functional design aspect, right? That's the first aspect. All right. We'll get information and then we'll come back and.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. So maybe we will meet in. Maybe 5 minutes.
All right.
We discuss the other
aspects.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Arikan.